Is there anything wrong with getting a little high at a Kiddush, Chasna, or Shalom Zach? I see many Chashev and Balabatim doing it. It's one of the readers that are going on today. In years bygone, it wasn't happening. And the way to think about it, let's say you do have a type for that drink. What you're supposed to think is that the biggest piece of value that you have to yourself is not your charisma and not your popularity and not your Aisha and not your Maimed. What do you have? What is the biggest piece of Aisha? What you have is your Shikladas. You have a clarity of reasoning, a system of reasoning. That is the biggest Ashiyos a person has. And that is the first thing to go when he goes under the influence. His Shikladas is immediately impaired. You've got to have a tremendous Chavivis for your Shikladas. So you would not want to give it up for a second. Every judgment you make and everything you do and everything you say should come from your Shikladas. How do you just let that go? Suppose the effect of drinking would be paralysis. Not Ladeiris, Lashaw. They can't move any of his Evarim and his Pasha, paralyzed hands and feet. People would not be so excited about that after effect. People would understand that I'm not ready to give up all my movement. Giving up Yishikladas is giving up something bigger than giving up the Tenua from Ramach Evarim Shesagidim. Your Shikladas is what you are, what you're worth. If your Shikladas is good, then for sure you're giving up something. If Shikladas is poor, you also don't want to give it up. You want to work on it. You want to develop it. I mean, you know, and most people don't think their Shikladas is poor. You might think your friend's Shikladas is poor, but most people themselves do not think it's poor. They think they have the Seichel Yosha, the Kimos HaSadim Yosha, and everybody else's Cheshbon Yisrael, and they got the Yashchus. That's how most people think. So how do you give up? How are you easy about it? How could you be mevatel it even for a minute? That's what I would think, and that's how you're supposed to think. But I did hear that the Rav of Shem Ramunim, Rabbi Moshe son of Wolfson, so he made a takona in his shul that anyone who makes a kiddush could not serve any of that, and they can't serve any kugel, they can't serve any herring, they can't serve fish. I think it's just cake. And it wasn't because Shlodavayishes Misha Einloi that things were getting too extravagant and people putting out too much and not even going to afford, nothing to do with that. It was because if they eat somewhat well at a kiddush, then they come and they drink a little bit, they come home cantankerous and they don't have a cheshik in their wife's food that she worked to serve, and the whole Shabbos Suda is ruined. And because of that reason is what he was mired, miyat acha miyat, that maybe you can make an alam micha on a kichel without the herring. I mean, that's what he did of it. So when you see people getting high at the kiddush, you have to realize that they're just shooting themselves in the leg. I mean, you know, it just has no mahalo to do that.